This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why did the Prophet ﷺ accept unfair terms when signing the Treaty of Hudaybiyah? When the Prophet ﷺ went to perform Umrah to Mecca, he was stopped from performing Umrah and he had to sign this treaty known as the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. It had such unjust terms, one-sided to the Quraysh, the pagans of Mecca, that the Prophet ﷺ returned and many of the companions felt sad until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to them the reasons for why this was considered such a grand victory and why the Prophet ﷺ has signed it. Number one, first and foremost, the Prophet ﷺ believed in the promise of Allah and he relied on him. Not only that Islam would spread, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them pilgrimage. The second, that it legitimized the sovereignty of the Muslim nation. For the first time now, it allowed peace to spread and between the Qurayshis and Mecca, as well as the people in Medina and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there wouldn't be an armistice and a signing of peace accord. And thirdly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of this, was allowed to freely have alliances and trade, which allowed to naturally spread Islam by teaching it to people who came to Medina, as well as those whom the Muslims met in their journeys to Syria and Palestine. So because of these things, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood that the greater good was in signing a treaty of peace rather than accepting injustice and continuing the oppression by fighting them head on. Rather, the message of Islam would be spread by having that form of allowing it to spread naturally through these alliances and allowing Medina to spread as a sovereign state.